This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Joji Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasquantino, and now here's the host of your show, Joji Pasquantino.
Hello, everyone. I am Joji Pasquantino, and welcome to the Joji Show. We always have fun little pre-show stuff happening. If you go to josieshow.com before the show airs, we have some music that plays and some pictures sometimes. Alan putting weird faces on our pictures. That's always fun. So please check it out. So hey, everyone. I hope you guys are having such a wonderful Black Friday. Some shopping today. Always fun. We do it mostly online because we don't want to get pushed and shoved. It's not fun, but online is the way to go now. But I'm super glad you guys are starting your weekend with us. It's Friday, yes, thank goodness. We went to see Breaking Dawn Part 1 today, me, my mama, and my daddy. It was amazing. I loved it. I'm just getting so excited for Part 2 now. They really gave a cliffhanger, I have to say. But guys, if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's amazing. I loved it. And whether you guys are listening tonight by phone, in the chat room, just listening live from our site, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zoom, super glad you guys are here with us. I know there's some people in the chat room. So hey, everyone. Hope you guys are doing wonderful. So here is what is on the agenda today in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are Peter Britt, Stephanie McGilroy, Savannah Osler, and Sarah Renee Addison. Super, super wonderful, talented people, and I'm super excited. I'm so excited. These are just phenomenal people that I get to talk with tonight. Also remember, my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network airs on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at www.thesouthernstar.org. So all you have to do is just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top, and enjoy. Yes, my guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Charlie Helmick. He is awesome, so please make sure you check it out. So now I'll be partying with you guys on Friday night and Saturday night. What more can you guys need? I'm kidding. But I sure am having a blast doing this. Also, I want to announce that I've been posting it all over Facebook, but if you don't have Facebook and you don't know, I was actually in the newspaper where I live, and I'm super, super excited. It's also online, too, and it's amazing. And so you can check it out the link is on the page. You could go to my Facebook, and it's also on josieshow.com where you could see it. And under the forums, yes, thank you. My producer is keeping my head on straight here because I'm trying to figure out what I'm saying. So, yes, very, very exciting, very excited about it. It's just awesome. My picture is on there. My picture was actually kind of like, I guess, like on the second page, like my picture, the cover page, and then on page 21, which was super awesome. I'm super excited about it. I want to let you guys know, when you go to josieshow.com, we have a lot of fun things that you can see. There's an Ask Josie feature, which is so cool because I love answering questions and I love talking to people. I love to talk, okay? So ask us a question, and we also have the forums and the photos and, of course, the contacts and sponsors and the store. So check that out. Check all of that out. So now it looks feel like our first guest has arrived, so I'm super thrilled. Please welcome to our show singer-songwriter Peter Britt. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Jessie. Good to be on the show.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am doing so great. I'm super excited to be talking with you. I've been looking forward to it. I hope you're doing wonderful.
Well, I'm working towards wonderful.
Perfect. That's always good, and you have fans in the chat room, so all is right with the world. I am super excited, so let's get started here. So when did you start singing? Like, what age did you start singing? All that fun stuff.
You know, I kind of had a feeling you were going to ask me that. I actually started back when I was a kid singing in the church choir.
Ooh, really, really cool. I find that that's a really good start. I used to do choruses and stuff, so it's a really good way to, you know, be in front of a crowd, and it's a lot of fun. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it is, and it has a lot of good memories for me, and it's certainly a foundation for my love of music and singing.
Exactly, exactly, and I wanted to also mention you originally started out in rock and roll first, right, and then later changed to country and rock. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's something that just kind of happened. I did start out in rock and roll. I had the rock and roll bands and all that, and writing rock and roll. And I actually got out of music for a while, for a long time. And back in 1994, I guess I was completely, I had completely become a changed person, changed from, you know, what I would appear now. I had become, you know, the 9-to-5 suit and tie type person, and I had taken the music and just shoved it down inside and forgotten about it. And my wife sat me down back in 1994, and she told me, "You have to go back into music, or it's going to kill you. You're just going to die." So I kind of put it off for a while, and I wasn't agreeable to doing that, but she kept at it and kept at it, and finally I sat down and picked up the guitar, and I said, "Well, I'm going to write a song." And the first thing that came out was "It Only Takes a Moment" off of my CD. And it just kind of fell country, and everything rolled from there, you know.
Definitely. I love that you like all different kind of genres, though, and that you've tried everything. You know what I mean? That's always really, really good. And like you said, it's funny how music still is just, even when you were, you know, doing a real job, it's still, you know, you still had to get back into it. If it's your passion, you can't let go of it.
Well, that's true. I agree. I mean, even though I tried to stuff it down inside, obviously it wouldn't stay there. So, or
right,
at least it
right.
showed that it had to come back out. And I'm glad that it did. You know, she may have been right. You know, it might have killed me if I tried to keep it inside. But it's something that you can't keep contained, really.
Exactly, exactly. And then also you became a songwriter, and so tell us a little bit about that. Tell us your inspirations.
Well, my inspiration is everything around me in my life. It always has been. I'm inspired by the things I see, by the people I know. I've been writing since, I think I wrote my first song when I was about 16. And not so sure it was very good, but but it was a start.
You tried.
Yeah, I did. It was something that, you know, I started doing, and I really loved doing. I still do, of course. It's a passion, just like singing is, or playing, you know, or performing. They're all passions. They all go together. It's kind of a package to me.
Yeah, it is. It is. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who really did you look up to?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, that was a fast answer. Nice.
Number one. Oh, yeah. Well, he's the reason I first picked up a guitar. So.
Oh, cool.
Is seeing the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. And so tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now. We're about to play your song Blue Jeans, High Heels, and Fire Red Hair. I'm super excited. So tell us a little bit about this song that we're getting ready to play.
Okay, well, it's the title song off of my current CD, That's What Living's For.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it wasn't going to be at first. It was going to be another track, What's Living For, which is on that CD as well. But somehow that track just seemed to catch me, and I decided to make it the title song for the CD. The song, honestly, the song was written. It's about my wife. One night we were going out to dinner, and she has reddish hair, and she came out, blue jeans and high heels, and, you know, I just smacked myself in the head, and there was the song. So,
well, like you said,
that's pretty much
comes
it. I mean, it was pretty simple. Yeah, it was pretty simple, that one, really.
That one just came
just
to
another
you.
One of those inspirations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one's very, very easy to write. That one was probably just super simple for you, right quick to it. So let's play that now. Everyone, here is Blue Jeans, High Heels, and Fire Red Hair by Peter Britt. Here we go.
All right.
Wait. Hair by Peter Britt. This song has gotten quite a bit of positive recognition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's probably the song that I pushed the most off of the CD, and it seems to be really the most popular track on the CD, which is, you know, kind of understandable. I mean, it's a little more of a country rocker and gets people moving, and, you know, it makes sense to me.
It does, and in the chat room on our site, Christine64 says, "What an awesome song." Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad she likes it. I like it, too.
Oh, yes. And then, she also says, "Very fun song." And then Tina Marie in the chat room, "Fun, love that song." See, you're right. This song, the hit. very cool.
Well, I thought so when I wrote it, but
yeah. They agree with you.
Maybe it still is. We'll see.
Oh, yes. And so where can the new listeners go to purchase your music?
Well, they can go to CD Baby or Amazon. CD Baby is, anyone can search for me on either place. CD Baby is, you know, just the cdbaby.com /CD/Brit to go directly to my page. The link for Amazon is, I don't know, it's like a mile and a half long, and I really don't remember that one. So I would just say if you go to Amazon, you do a search, that would be the best. And I pop right up there.
That would be the easiest. All right, perfect. And it's all online, so it's very easy. You don't have to get out of your house. It's perfection. It's easy. And can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites? You're on Facebook, I know, to keep up all of your latest news.
Sure, that would be great. Now, my main website is not up right now. I'm rebuilding that. It was peterbritt.us. When I bring it back up, it's going to be peterbritt.com. I'm redoing that presently. It's going to be a little while. Kind of hard to sit down and do all the web work, which I do myself, with everything else going on. But there's that. There's also my book website. I'm also a published author, by the way. And my book website is www.allthatiamithink.com. Mm-hmm. And that's also All That I Am, I Think, is the name of my book.
Mm. So you really do it all. You really do it all. Even down to the web designing. You are just amazing. Very, very neat. So let's see here. Let's play your next song that we have, Plain Old Jane. Let's check that one out.
Okay.
All right. Here it is.
I think I'll stay with my Janie, gonna get some plain love.
Plain Old Jane by Peter Britt. So, Peter, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about?
Well, yeah, actually I am. Got an entire CD ready to get into the studio and record. And hopefully I'll be doing that soon.
Yeah.
That's only really lacking the financial backing right now, which, you know, is pretty much the hindrance with all artists, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we're working on that.
Absolutely.
And hopefully that
well, you got to let us know because we would love to advertise that bad boy or anything that we could do. Just let us know. Love to.
Well, great. I appreciate that, and I certainly will.
No problem. And so do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you as of right now?
Right at the moment, I do not. I am just putting a new band together right now. And hopefully that's not going to take very long either. And
yeah.
I will be able to post some things about playing around here in Nashville and the surrounding area.
Nice. Well, you have to let us know whenever you're in Illinois or around here, because I would love to see you perform live. That would be just amazing. And perhaps get to meet you, too. I have to just
that
put that
out
there.
That would be terrific. Well, hopefully that won't be too long away.
Perfect. That would be awesome. And here's a fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun? Any hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Oh, let's see. Hobbies, music, writing and playing, of course, is a great time for me.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to love nature, love being outside, animals, the trees, the leaves, the sky, you know. I love being outside, just looking around, enjoying the world.
I like that.
I don't really have a lot of hobbies. I'm not like an avid football fan or anything else like that. I probably recently one of my strongest hobbies or hobbies, I don't think you would call it a hobby, really, an endeavor would be more like it, is working on getting the Peter Britt Foundation up and running.
Ooh, tell us about that.
Well, it's a foundation that I'm trying to get put together and started that's going to primarily support battered women and children and homeless, anyone who needs help. You know, I really feel like if you can do something to make a difference, if I can do something to make a difference with my music in some way, you can't get more successful than that. So that's a pretty good start to get things going for me, is to feel like I'm doing something to change someone's life. So I'm trying pretty hard to get that up and running.
Very cool. Let us know, and we'd love to help any way that we can. And I just think that is fantastic. And I love that you're using your music to, you know, help others and get the word out of a serious, serious cause. I love that.
Well, I'm trying to. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you about this. I have a song. It's called The Children that I wrote quite some time ago. I'm hopefully going to be doing that in the studio soon, and that's going to be supporting this organization as well as several well-known organizations like Feed the Children. I've already written all of them, and I've just donated the rights to the song to these organizations. So hopefully that's going to go well. And matter of fact, you can find that song on my Facebook and give it a listen if you like. See what you think.
That is actually what I was going to ask, because we would love to play it on the Josie Show. With your permission, of course, we would love to play it. That would be okay.
Absolutely. You have that permission.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Love it. And then let's see. We have a fun question here that I love to ask my guests. Do you have any, funny, embarrassing moments that happened to you while performing live? Anything?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think every artist, you know, if they look back in their bag of memories, can come up with something that was fun or embarrassing. Mine would be in Colorado about 7 years ago. I was opening for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and which was a terrific concert. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And just a few days after that was in Grand Junction, Colorado, was the Grand Junction Parade of Lights, which is just a phenomenal Christmas parade there. There's about anywhere from 10,000 to 12,000 people there.
Oh, wow.
And,
a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. A lot of people throwing things at you. There's a lot to throw. But,
make sure you don't trip. That's number one.
Oh, well, if I had tripped, that probably would have been a step up from what happened, actually. My manager at the time had they had a float made up for the parade and brand new generator for the float. And we did a couple of practice numbers on the down the street before the parade started, and everything was great. As soon as we got on the main street in front of the crowd, the generator went dead and stayed that way the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And people
what
were
you
screaming.
Doing?
And yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, you know, there was about 30,000 lights on the float, and right at first it was nice and warm because of that. This was early December. It was about 22 degrees that night, and, of course, our float was dark. There were no lights to help keep you warm, and people were screaming, "Why don't you play something?"
Oh, great.
Things like that. A couple of candy canes sailed across the street, and that's probably my most embarrassing moment, I would say.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is crazy. But at least you guys kept going and, you know, wasn't, you know, too hectic, I hope. Very, very
well, no, it wasn't too bad. I think probably the worst moment of that entire experience is there were two people getting married right at the grandstand on Main Street, and they were getting married to me playing the song off my CD, Always Be My Girl, which I had to play acoustic without any amplification for a big crowd, and that was it was interesting, but I played it anyway, so.
Well, you played it. Very, very cool. And then another fun question, where is your favorite vacation spot or somewhere that you got to travel because of work?
My favorite vacation spot? Let's see.
Yes.
That would probably be a place that I haven't visited as yet. Some places I would like to go.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to take a trip to Fiji, actually.
That would be fun. Yeah,
I think
you'll
I'd
definitely
like to do,
have
that.
To do that.
And probably another destination that I would love to go to is Germany.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like,
those aren't the only two, of course.
To, like, play for Germany, that would be really cool.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Playing overseas and, you know, around in Europe, that would be a great time. And, you know, a great experience as well.
Oh, yes, and definitely take a lot of pictures when that happens, because that would be really neat. Good memories.
Oh, yeah, I think awesome. I would. I'm sure I would bring a camera.
Oh, yes. Well, you can't forget the camera.
Well, hopefully things will be going well enough, so I'll bring a camera crew.
Oh, you know what? That's even better. I could see it. I could see it already. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Peter, we actually ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so much for coming on, and I hope to have you back on, like when your album releases or, you know, even just to say hi. You're
awesome. That sounds great. And thank you so much for having me on the show. It was great to be on the show.
It is my pleasure. It was an honor to talk with you, and thank you so much for chatting with me.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you soon. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah, that was the talented Peter Britt, and would love to have him back on. So much fun. Let's see here. What else do I have on the agenda? Is our next guest here arrived? Oh, yeah. So everyone, please welcome our next guest, very, very talented, Stephanie McGilroy.
Hello. Hello, thank you.
Hi. That always has the applause. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay.
I'm great now with an introduction like that.
That is my wonderful, hilarious web designer. Excuse him. We got to get the buttons away from him.
That's great. Oh, that makes my night.
That's hilarious. I was looking forward to talking with you, and you're just amazing. I'm super excited.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're not so bad yourself.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On your article and on your record and all the plans that you have. You're a pretty amazing woman yourself.
Thank you so much. And I seen the comment that you wrote, and it just made my day. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. so cool. So let's get started, because I know everyone is super excited for this. I'm very excited for this interview. So tell us, what age did you start singing?
I was 5 years old when I first did my first solo, and I was 11 when 5 years old was in front of my public school. You never forget that. And I was 11
oh, right.
years old in front of my church, and that's always a big deal to do that in front of grandma.
Oh,
and when I was 17, was kind of really got into singing. I sang in front of my high school graduation, and it was 1,500 people. And so I've been singing all along. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Definitely. It sounds like it. You were, like, born into singing. I mean, at 5 years old, you know, doing your first solo, it must have been just adorable.
Yeah. You know, there's something to be said about music teachers in the schools and the arts. They change a kid's life, that's for sure.
Definitely. We are actually doing this radio-a-thon thing for Mutes Art World Foundation that we're very excited about, and it is to keep music programs in school, because I was in those choruses and talent shows like you were, and I think it's very important to have, you know, kids and to do that kind of stuff. It's very important.
It is. Music was a huge part of my life after school. All I did was listen to music, so... And and at school, it was where I fit in. So I agree. So good for you. That's awesome.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I'm super excited. And I really want to mention that you put your music on hold for a bit and went to college. And you did try other careers and then made it back to music. Can you describe for us what you were feeling that drove you back to this career?
Well, there's an old saying, you know, we sometimes... get a real job, you know.
Yeah.
music wasn't considered, oh, you can be a full-time musician. It just wasn't what was said in my circles. So I came back to it because I have a little joke. I'm a social service worker, and I always joke and say it's a good thing I got out of it, because there'd be a whole lot of messed up people.
Oh, my God.
So... I'm better off as a musician and being hopefully touching hearts that way with what I'm writing. So I came back to it because you really do have to. Like, off the record, I've got a song, Finally Gonna Be Myself. That is a totally autobiography of me.
Yeah.
Autobiographical, yeah. It's my life. And it's about, you know, being okay with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the saying, it is what it is, you know, what you see is what you get. And there's something really beautiful and amazing about that, when you can just be okay with you. And me realizing that I'm a born musician, I've never been happier since I made that decision.
Oh, and we're happy that you made that decision, because we are so glad that you pursued this, because we think you are phenomenal, and we're going to get to play some of your songs prove how phenomenal you are.
Thank you. I started writing, actually, when I was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was a process, for sure, but really enjoying writing.
Oh, well, good. I just started getting into it myself, and it's so funny how you can be inspired by just anything, what you know, read, or, you know, something that you see on TV, and then you're like, hey, that's a song.
You know what?
Cool.
You are a pure-born songwriter, because you can see a song and scrambling eggs, or, you know, song. I write my songs about life, you know?
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing, to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, that's the reason why I think we all enjoy your songs, is because they are relatable. For, you know, I like the songs with meaning and are relatable. You know, those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm. People need to know they're not the only ones, or people need to know that, hey, me too. You know, it can a song can change. Like, I was trying to get really excited about tonight because I'm performing, so I'm playing Christmas music because it makes me happy. A song can do so many things, right?
It can. It definitely can. And I also want to mention that you actually have been compared to just wonderful artists such as Sheryl Crow, which is just amazing. What does that feel like when you hear those things? It must make you just
feel honored. Me. I'm humbled. And I'm grateful, and it makes me want to work even harder at my skills. Songwriting is a skill. I have an excellent vocal coach named Brian Vollmer, and he's from an incredible rock band called Helix out of Canada. And so working hard with him, and I'm working hard with my team on everything. So when someone compares you to someone that you so respect that much, it makes you work harder.
Absolutely. It gives you that motivational boost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. And you're just really doing your thing. You're doing your thing.
Yes. It's really something. I have special kids too. I have three children and they are special kids, you know, when your mom's walking around the house singing all kinds of songs she's writing, and they're really great. So having a wonderful family helps too.
Oh yes. And you never know, they are probably going to, you know, start singing with you one of these days. Bring them
on
stage.
Yes. Music is in our family for sure.
Oh yes. So let us know. Tell us a little bit about some of your music that you have out right now.
Well, I'm incredibly excited. I want to shout out to Cameron Tilbury Publicity out of Nashville. He and his partner have done an incredible job at promoting my music. And, for example, my song Forever right now is playing on over 100 stations in over 30 countries in Europe. And that was just touched my heart because you never – realize that, wow, there are people playing your song all over the world.
Yeah,
And
that is incredible.
Yeah, it's great. And the next song we're discussing right now to put out is I Need a Break. And people really seem to, I saw online it's been played on our stage on over close to 8,000 times.
Whoa.
I guess a lot of people need a break.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
You write a song about de-stressing, you'll do okay.
Yeah.
We all need that.
That is
so yeah,
sick.
Those are the record is just it's my heart and soul and I'm looking at doing the next CD and writing that now. So it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Oh, that is so cool. And you're having a blast doing it, which is always important. And I'm very, very exciting. When your new CD comes out, or, you know, you got to let us know so we could advertise that bad boy and promote it.
Thank you, Josie.
We got you with that one.
Thank you. I just had the privilege of singing with down here in Niagara Falls at the Winter Festival of Lights. It's a huge festival in cooperation with Disney, and was exciting. And actually, I'm allowed to announce it. You'll be the first radio show that I'm announcing it. We have something down in Niagara Falls called Niagara Falls Rockin' New Year's Eve, and it's televised nationally, and I'm the pre-show to the headliner, and then at midnight I'll be on national television singing Auld Lang Syne with the rest of the group that's performing.
Oh,
with
that is
Entertainment.
Awesome.
Yeah, Entertainment Tonight Canada is putting that on. So we're, as a team, really, really pumped for that one.
Yeah, as you should be. Yay, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I've never performed to over 15,000 people, so this is going to be a thrill.
Oh, it will be. You're going to do just fantastic. We know you will. And I feel special that you announced it on our show.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, I thought, you know, I'd do that because it's pretty special, and it's wonderful to talk with you and meet you.
Oh, it's so wonderful meeting you. And one of these days, when you're performing by us, you have to let us know. We're in Illinois. I would love to see you live and get the chance to meet you. That would be amazing.
Yes, I've known to be a spitfire, and I bring that to the stage. So I hope to bring a smile to everybody's face, because that's my intention every time I play. So, yeah, it would be great. We are we're in discussions on the future and where the road will take us, literally, and that could be in a van near you.
I like it. I will be there. I'm usually the girl that's kind of like with a sign screaming, so when you see that girl, you know I'm there. That is me. So let's play your song now. I'm very excited. Here is your song, Forever. So check it out. Let's play it now.
Sounds good. And then I want to tell you a story that will make you laugh. So let's hear it.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Sweet. I love to laugh.
Okay.
Here it is. Forever by Stephanie McElroy.
When I first saw you, that's when I knew that I'd found you, that you were the one. There is no denying that I won't be surviving without you. By my side.
Ever by Stephanie McGilroy. So now you promised us something funny.
Okay, so I'm a bit of a joker. So my friend's favorite saying is, only you, Stephanie. So I go to the Canadian Country Music Awards, and my ticket to get into the awards didn't work out. So, So I went across the street from the motel I was at and went into Cops Coliseum where it was being held, and all of a sudden I was in a lineup, and I thought, this is the lineup to get in. And a woman comes up to me, she hands me an armband, and I thought, well, she's, you know, she's, this must be my ticket to get in to be able to buy a ticket, because it was, you know, it's kind of hush-hush and everything with the awards and all the the famous people everywhere. So we get ushered in, and I go in, and I say, oh, is this a ticket? Like, and she's like, well, you are an extra, aren't you? And I said, oh, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm sitting there with all the group of people and I that are also extras, and I said, how long did it take you to get this? And they said, oh, we had to sign up this 5 months ago. So the next thing, I'm ushered down to the main floor stage where all the performers like George Canyon and Johnny Reed are playing. And next thing you know, a fellow goes, hey, you, come here. And I sat as a seat filler. And next thing you know, I'm sitting behind Canadian country star Derek Rattan. Near me is Johnny Reed and Terry Clark and all the big Canadian greats. And so it was pretty funny how I just went from a lineup all the way to my seat, sitting with some of the biggest names in country music.
Wow.
It was pretty phenomenal. So then when
Good thing for that mix-up.
It was. Well, it was funny because they did an interview of a gentleman in front of me, well, Mr. Derek Rattan, and there was my face on national television. So it was pretty funny. It pays to just be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. That is hilarious. Did you get to keep the like wristband thingy?
You know what? I actually should have, Josie, but you know, it was such a whirlwind night. I also got into the after party as well and met some of my heroes. So I was just, I guess, too excited to think about. I should have put that in a scrapbook.
Oh yeah, definitely. Wow, I mean, I would definitely be the same. I wouldn't even be able to remember my name if I was in a room with that many people.
Yes, it was a blur. I'm like, really? That just happened? But it's really great. Mm-hmm.
Well,
good experience.
That's just such a wonderful memory for you. And you know what? I hear your music, and I just think you're great. You are going to be sitting next to Terry Clark and all of those other people. And this time you won't need a wristband. You are just amazing.
Oh, thank you very much, Josie. I appreciate that. And it means a lot to me whenever I get that feedback, because my true heart is, I love to joke around, but in all seriousness, I love to inspire other people. I love to make them feel they're not alone. And if you can take a song and put words to an emotion that maybe someone can't say or doesn't know how to express, then it's priceless.
Exactly. Isn't it probably just such a wonderful feeling when you have a fan that comes up to you and just says, you know, this song, you know, forever really touched me, and I went through the same thing. It probably is just such a great feeling for you.
It's an incredible feeling because you go from dreaming as a little girl to dreaming in your kitchen as an adult with your guitar, and it's a lot of faith that, and when it actually, someone comes up to you with tears in their eyes and says, you inspire me to be better, to do better, it's just like you're so glad that you went from your kitchen table to, well, I want to do this because I want to make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that's just so, so great. And I love it. I love everything about you. You're just super talented. And I want to get the word out. Can you give everyone the links to your websites and also social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news and chat with you?
Sure. I'd love to chat with everybody. You can go to Facebook and look up the official fan page of Stephanie McElroy. And McElroy is a tricky name. It's MC capital ILROY. And then you can go to, I also have just my personal page there as well. I still have room there at Stephanie McElroy. And then you can also go to my website, stephaniemcelroy.ca, and you can write me there because my email contact is there. I love keeping up with everybody, and there's a really great thing. It's the same, it's what you're talking about. People write me and you're able to inspire them, but they also encourage me, and I want to tell everybody thank you, because when they write me and tell me what I do means something to them, and they encourage me to keep going, it means a lot to me.
Oh, that is just amazing. And after the show, I'm going to make sure that I post all the links, too. So it's very easy access for everyone. All you have to do is just click the link, and you are there. So I will,
yes.
I will definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime. I want to play your next song, I Need a Break, another one that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's get started. Here it is, I Need a Break. Let's check it out.
Okay.
All right.
I need a break, I need a minute, I need a time out. I need to take a deep breath, live what life's all about. I need to walk through the snow down a long, long beach, go out somewhere.
Thank you.
by Stephanie McElroy. This is a catchy song, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, one day I just said, I need a break. And I'm like, just like you said, Josie, that's the song. There's a song in here somewhere. And yeah, it's amazing where you can express yourself and what you're experiencing, and then other people, yay, me too.
and that definitely explains why it's been getting so much plays and all that other stuff, because people need a break.
Yes, we all have those moments where we need a time out, for sure.
Right, exactly.
I used to own a little convertible car, and the whole time I was writing that song, I was picturing with the top down, going over speed that I should, and just letting it all go. So that was a good inspiration. My little old red car.
Very good inspiration. That's genius. Love it. So let's see. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you as of right now?
Well, as I said, we're talking about the U.S., but the next one is locally in my area. In December 1st, I'm doing a little intimate Christmas concert, which it's really far away for you. But New Year's Rockin' Eve in Niagara Falls, obviously on New Year's Eve, that's the next one that we have our sights on. And other than that, we're in meetings right now and discussions as a team, because we are getting contacted as to where we want to play, and so as the calls come in, we're just kind of strategically planned. So I guess stay tuned, and I hope to stay in contact with you, and I am in discussions to play in Ohio in the U.S., and maybe I'll be making my way your way sometime.
Oh, yes, that would be amazing. And so next up for you, you're going to be rocking out Christmas style pretty soon, so
yes,
that's going to be so fun.
Yep, I got a little intimate Christmas show. My home area where I, my hometown city right now, that I've been for the past 15 years, have been really supportive. You always have to give back to your community that supports you, so I'm doing a nice Christmas show as my love and appreciation to them, and then it's, like I said, setting our sights on New Year's Eve, which is going to be fantastic. Mm. So there'll probably be a YouTube of some sort, and we can get that out to you so people can see it.
Oh, yeah, that's actually what I was going to ask, if it would be on YouTube. Sweet. So I will be able to see it. I like it.
Yes, we'll get that videotaped and get that to you, so that although everyone can't be there, maybe Niagara Falls, New Year's Eve, we can try to bring it to you.
Rock on. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very excited. And so what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
I love, you know what, it's going to be a funny answer. I you know, the extreme couponing?
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird hobby, almost addiction. I'm a bit of a couponer.
Nice.
I love fashion. I love finding good buys and putting together great outfits. And so it starts with shopping and then putting it together and being resourceful. So, in these hard economic times, it's nice to know that those things, you can pass it on to other people. But, yeah, I enjoy couponing. It's
very,
a weird answer,
very important.
But when you're a mom of three, couponing can be a hobby.
It is. It's a hobby. It definitely is a hobby. And you must be having fun with the Black Friday. You're into fashion and shopping, so you're probably having a blast.
I am. I'm checking out, because they're bringing that a bit to Canada, so I don't have to travel. So checking that out. Hobbies, another one I love, and I think by the way that you are and how many people that you connect with, I love networking. I love connecting with other people. One of the neatest things in the world that I've learned is to turn to someone you don't know and introduce yourself and learn about other people and where they are in life and what they're doing and why they're doing it. And when you ask those questions, it's incredible what you learn about other people and their lives.
Yeah.
And I book a coffee with someone almost probably twice a week with someone that I don't know, and I do that on purpose.
Oh, that is so, so sweet. You know, social networking really has helped, like, you know, not only me because I get to find, you know, wonderful artists like yourself, but you get to meet people that you normally wouldn't meet, you know what I mean? And it's so much
yes.
fun, especially for someone that likes to talk like me.
If it weren't for social media, like, and a coffee, I've connected in my own community by having coffee and connecting with others. I was then asked by my local member of parliament on Facebook. He popped up one morning, would I like to sing for my prime minister? And so in 2010, because I get to know people in my community, when people know you, they want to connect with you. And it's amazing. So I was able to meet my prime minister and sing for him and my first lady a couple of times.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
It's just amazing everything that you're doing and you're accomplishing. And I hope, you know, just many, many more years of continued success. I wish you all the best. And I'm just so excited that I had you on the show. Thank you so, so much for coming on. We ran out of time, but I would love to have you back on when you can.
I would love to do that, Josie, and I just want to say to you, I would love to keep up with you as well because I'm absolutely amazed at what you're accomplishing, and it would be, I just want to say keep going strong because it's incredible what you're doing, and I started at your age, so keep going.
Thank you so much, and you keep doing your thing too. You're just super talented, and we are definitely going to keep touch, and I'm going to promote all of your work that needs promoting because that is what I do, and you deserve it.
Thank you so much for tonight, and we'll talk to you next time, and happy holidays, and we hope to get the Christmas song to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, and happy holidays, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Great. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh, yeah. That was the talented Stephanie McGilroy. She's amazing. Love it, love it. And we are definitely, after the show, we are on my Facebook page and Twitter and all those other wonderful social networking sites. We post links of all of our, you know, the guests that were on the show. So we'll post links and all of their fun stuff. So do not worry. Next guest, very, very excited, we have Savannah Osler. Yeah. Hello, Savannah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm assuming you can hear me. How are you, Josie?
I am doing great. How are you? I'm super excited to talk with you.
I'm so excited. It feels like a reunion of friends. I'm excited. I'm so good.
I know. The last time I talked to you was on Justin the Mystifier show. And
yeah.
I called in, and I had just such a blast. You were just amazing.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. I loved being on Justin's show. He's awesome. And now I'm, you know, friends with Justin and his producer, Mike. And, you know, now we're trying to work a tour with him. So that would be so much fun in the summer. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. I am there. I am so there. My favorite people. All in one show.
Yeah. I would hope you'd come along with us.
You know what? I am so there. Whenever you need me, you know that. That would be amazing. And I believe you were the one that said, that made up the word momager or something like that.
Oh, momager. Momager. Yeah. In fact, my momager is listening.
Hi, momager.
She is amazing. Awesome. But I think it was her. She gave herself that name, not me. She was like, I am your momager, you know, and sometimes I lose my head in this crazy business. I forget what to do, but my mom just has it down. It was science. She's like, you forgot you need to do this. You need to call so-and-so. You need to remind your agent, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I am your momager. She's so cute.
That is so cute. My mom does the same thing. She points in the
really?
Direction, and I just go.
That's so cute.
It is just amazing. So I had to bring that up because that is my favorite word now.
I know.
It's just brilliant. So let's get started, because I'm very excited to get the chance to interview you. I've been looking forward to it since I heard you on Justin's show. So
you're so
let's
sweet, Josie.
Get started. Oh, thank you. You too. I am so excited. So what age did you start acting and singing? You do it all, seriously.
When did I start? I started probably when I was 15. I started acting in stage productions and singing, I guess, came along with it, with musical theater and stuff, and I started singing as well. And then one thing led to another, and I just decided that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. That's what I wanted to do. So here I am.
And here you are, and you do it so well. You definitely do.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it. I sincerely really appreciate it. That's really sweet.
Anytime. And what acting roles really just appeal to you? Which acting roles do you really love doing the most, like comedy or drama?
I love both, but I'd have to say I'm really drawn to comedy. There's something about it, and maybe it's because I started out doing comedy. I just love making people laugh. I feel like, you know, that's just the way to make people forget about their problems and feel at ease. Yeah. I mean, just making people laugh is the best feeling ever. So I'd say definitely I'm drawn to those comedic, really funny, outgoing characters. But I'm also drawn to the dramatic characters, too, and the really kind of not dark, but, you know, sincere stories, you know?
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but
It did. And I like that you know, do different things. You know, you can see different sides of you through your acting, and you get to play, you know, roles that you normally is not anywhere near you in real life, too.
I hope people know that. It's so funny, because I'm usually typecast as, like, the dumb blonde, which I love playing, by the way.
So much
and
fun
one of my,
sound like.
It's a lot of fun, because you get to be an idiot and people don't get mad at you. They're like, oh, bravo, that was great. The latest movie that I did, Bloodfare, in fact, I play a character just like that. She is as dumb as you can imagine. And her name is Summer, and she's all like Valley Girl times 100. It was so much fun. So I love playing those characters too, but I like to play more of the down-to-earth straight characters too. I like it all. That's acting.
Oh, yeah. You have to like y'all. It's just amazing. And I always love to ask this question. Who are your biggest influences in the business? You know, your favorite actors, actresses, singers? Who do you really look up to?
Reese Witherspoon, number one in acting.
Oh, yeah.
My ultimate dream is to someday work with her. I mean, that would just be amazing. Just everything she does, she can pull off that Legally Blonde, Elle Woods type character, yet pull off...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like serious roles and then in Walk the Line. I mean, she's just amazing. So it's to her in that prospect. And then music, I'm looking up to Taylor Swift nowadays. Taylor Swift, I've always been a huge fan of Hilary Duff. And, you know, I think that's probably my main influences. And Mandy Moore. I love her acting and singing, too.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, you know, you are definitely getting there. You're not far off, and I could definitely see that you have just such a bright future, and you're gonna get all the fun roles.
Josie,
you are
so sweet. Thank you. Made my night.
Awesome. I love doing that. very, very cool. And so what do you like doing more? Do you enjoy acting or singing, anything more than the other?
I don't know. Usually I lean towards acting, but I love singing too. I guess if I had to choose one or the other, I'd choose acting, but it's really, really close. I mean, it's not like I don't love singing, because I do, you know. It's just like, you know, like you have more than one dog, but you love them both, but, you know, maybe you have a favorite. I don't know.
It's really a toughie, because you started acting, so that's in your blood, and, you know.
Yeah, So I think acting, you know, and that's what I started doing. But I love singing, too. But acting, and I think that's where I put most of my energy, too, to be honest. But.
Right. Definitely. And you do it so well. And I am excited, because let's talk a little bit about your music now. What music do you have out right now?
Let's see. Right now I have three singles. First one's called Prince Charming. Second one is Light Up My Days. And then the third one is a dancey, clubby type song called I Know What You Want.
Love it.
It's been a lot of fun, and I've had some good experience. I sang at the House of Blues in West Hollywood last summer, and it was so much fun. And I had wonderful friends and family and fans come and support me, and that was just the best feeling ever. And singing live really is amazing. So after I performed, I was like, I don't know, singing is pretty up there. I love it.
Yeah. And like what you said, like you said, performing live, you get that like direct reaction from the fans, and they can come up to you and tell you how much they love you and how a song means to them. That's always fun.
Exactly. So, you know, there's nothing quite like it, and I'm way excited to go on tour. I think it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
It'll be a blast. I know you are going to have so much fun. It's going to be super, super exciting. And we are, let's play your song, Prince Charming, now.
Okay,
all right?
Cool.
Sweet.
Sounds
so
good.
Let's check it out. Prince Charming by Savannah Osler. Let's dance.
Woo!
Once upon a time, found your note in my locker. You told me not to go, I'm sorry, in a movie in L.A. It's about a girl who falls in love, but it's not the real thing. Her and I are not the same. She laughed at his joke, smiled when he said, dancing with him in the rain. Sitting in the car, turned the radio on all night long till the morning came. Walking hand in hand, kicking in the sand, acting better than my.
By Savannah Osler. Such a fun song.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. That is definitely Alan. Buttons are, you're going to lose your buttons. You're going to lose the buttons, the audio.
That was all me. That was all me, Josie.
Okay.
I think I tripped.
I love this song. Please let us know, where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Oh, well, thank you. They can find it on iTunes. You just search my name, Savannah Osler. There's other sites that have it, like Amazon and CD Baby.
Sweet.
So
they're all easy. You don't have to get out of your PJs. You don't have to go anywhere. You just search it online. Very simple to do. And we'll post links and all that fun stuff, too. So.
Yeah, it's way easy. I'm super excited. I'm glad you love that song. I actually just shot a music video for it. It's in post-production right now. It's almost done. I'm so excited. I'll definitely send it your way when it's done.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. We actually, on our website, we have, like, this kind of, like, TV-looking thing. And we like to play, like, our guests' music videos and stuff to advertise. We would love to do that with your permission.
Well,
so
how cool. Of course. That'd be awesome.
Sweet. Awesome. That would be so much fun. Would love to do that. And so can you give everyone the links to your websites and social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news and chat with you?
Of course. Okay, so my website is just my name, www.savannah, like the city in Georgia, Savannah, Ostler, ostler.com. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter, I'm at Savannah Osler.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook fan page, Savannah Osler.
Nice. So very easy.
Pretty
and
easy.
I have to say, very easy. It's your name. I have to say,
yeah.
You reached the 18,000 mark on Twitter. Congrats.
Yes. I just happened today. I'm way excited.
I was pumped for you when I seen it. I'm like, it's about time.
I know. Then it'll be 20,000. There'll be 50,000. There'll be 100,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, how it goes. I love Twitter.
I see it already. So, yes, everyone, make sure you follow Savannah Osler and add her and friend her and all that fun stuff.
I will follow you back on Twitter. That is another thing. I follow back as much as I can.
Oh, sweet. See, she is amazing. And let's see, I also want to mention, you have a place that you could sign up for, like, for Club Savannah. Can you tell us about that? That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm trying to work some more stuff with that right now. I mean, right now, Club Savannah consists of a newsletter run by me, but it will expand in the future.
Cool.
You know, I'm hoping to make some merchandising and give fans some gifts and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, right now it's a newsletter. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned it. I really need to update it. And, I really appreciate any people's support, any supporters of my dreams. You know, I think everybody has dreams. They need to follow it. And we all need to support each other in it.
Exactly. And you are doing just so wonderful. And I wanted to mention that because, you know, that's what we do here. We love to promote. So sign up for Club Savannah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be a fan of Savannah. Just kidding. That was bad.
You got to do it. I am going to make sure they do it. So let's play another song. Let's see. You Light Up My Days. Let's play that one now.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sweet, here it is. Sweet.
Now that you're gone, I find it hard to follow my heart. It's been so long since I could talk to you. I tried to find the reasons, but my feelings are so frail. You and me would touch the sky. This inner feeling will
And that was You Light Up My Days by Savannah Oster. Savannah,
yeah.
Are you currently working on any other projects for your music or acting work that you could share with us as of right now?
I sure am. Actually, in perfect timing, that song, Light Up My Days, I just sang it for a trailer I shot for a film project I'm working on. And the song just fit perfectly into the film storyline. It's called Twice the Dream, and I'm really excited about it. I wrote it in high school, and it just grew into, like, an amazing project with amazing people. I got named talent involved in it. I've got a talented director, and I'm just super excited for it. It's an inspirational family drama, because I feel like there's not enough movies nowadays, like, that are aimed towards family that are not animated. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
right.
This one will be fun. It has music. It has hot guys. So it'll really...
All the girl needs.
Oh, yeah. It'll appeal to the teens and the tweens and all the, you know, female audience. But it's also very inspiring and uplifting. Kind of like Blindside, but with a fun teen twist. So super excited about that. As you know, financing is a little tricky. But... I am getting some help with my business plan and everything. It's all ready to go. We got the trailer, just looking for investors. So I don't know if you know anybody or anybody who, you know, any serious inquiries should probably just shoot me an email. I'll give it real quick. It's Savannah, Savannah, at twice. thedream.com.
Perfect. We'll hook you up. You know, we help.
Oh, you are awesome. Well, I just think it would be such an amazing project. It'd be fun to have you in it, too, for a little cameo appearance. That'd be so cool.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Like, hey, Josie, want to be in my movie, please?
No, I don't think I will do that. Of course.
You're like, no. Cool. Well, no. I'm super excited about that. And the way the trailer... turned out, Josie, oh my gosh, this director is so good, and I'm just like, I cannot wait. So I'm working on that, but I'm also filming a movie in March called A Beautiful Mess, and I'm really excited about that. I have a lead role in it, and it's a pretty exciting major film from Manic Entertainment with the award-winning director Sean Peden and Dana Saris. I'm super excited for that. It's an international movie. I'm stoked. So I'm just like, okay, I'm waiting for March to roll around.
Wow. That is so exciting. Just congratulations with everything that you're doing. And you are constantly doing your thing. Big kudos to you.
Well, thank you, Josie. You too. I read about you in the newspaper. I saw your article. Ooh. I was like, sweet.
Thank you. Thank you. I was shocked. I was so excited about it. It was so much fun.
I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, seriously.
It was crazy. I have to admit, it was crazy. But yeah, I had to tell you, you're just doing your thing. I have a fun question that I always love to ask my guests. Have you had any, like, crazy, embarrassing backstage moments when you're doing a movie or anything, you know, when you're performing live, anything just that could pop in your head right now?
Well, let's see, embarrassing. I can't think of one on a movie right now. I'm sure there's a bunch. But the one that stands out to me right now, it's embarrassing, but I wasn't even performing. It was at Mandy Moore's concert, but I'll just tell you. It was so, I think I mentioned I really am a big fan of Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
And this was... several years ago when her CD came out, I think Wild Hope or something, and I saw her in Salt Lake, and I was just super excited to see her live, and then I kind of won some backstage passes, a radio guy was super nice, and I didn't know what to say to her. Like, I felt so stupid, and... So, first of all, when I met her, she's like, hi, I'm Andy. I was like, hi. Cricket, cricket. And she's like, what's your name? I was like, and then my mom's like, Savannah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm Savannah. I forgot my own name. Who does that? It's so stupid.
Actually, guilty, I would probably do the same thing. I probably won't remember anything. I probably wouldn't be able to talk. So
really?
I do not blame you.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you.
And the next part is the worst because I was just like, word vomit, like in Mean Girls. I was like, I'm so glad you don't do nude scenes. And then she just looked at me like, yeah, yeah. My thing. And I'm like, cool. Because what I meant to say, what I meant to say was like, I look up to you, you know, you as a role model, because I personally don't believe in that. That's not a choice I never want to make. So that's why I just said, you know, like my mom just had to kind of fill in for me. She's an actress. She means that she likes that you don't do that stuff. She can look up to you. But I just felt so stupid. I mean, who does that? So,
but you know what? It is probably just such a wonderful feeling, you know, someone especially that you look up to, and then you finally get to meet them and you have, you know, stuff in common and you act, and it's probably just such a great feeling, and hopefully pictures were taken. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, definitely pictures, definitely. And when I come across her again, I hope she doesn't remember me as the bumbling idiot girl who's like, I'm so glad you don't do nude scenes. But what can I say? I've called
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious, but very, very cute.
I
love it. Savannah, you are just a blast. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We ran out of time, but I had so much fun. You got to come back on. You have to.
I will. I had so much fun, too, Josie. I just feel like I've been talking to a friend this whole time. This is fun.
I know. It was so, so much fun. And you have to let me know if you need anything. Just let us know, and we will advertise the heck out of it. And I would love to, like, to see you perform live and meet you one of these days. It would be amazing.
I know. We'll make it happen. And thank you so much for your support, for having me here, for promoting. I mean, this has been a blast. So thank you, Josie. You're amazing.
Anytime. I had so much fun, and I hope you have a great holiday and have fun Black Friday shopping.
It's Black Friday, Friday. No,
Friday. I love it. I was trying so hard to refrain, but now I have to sing it.
Yeah. Seriously.
So addicting. Thank you so much, Savannah. You are just, you rock. Love
you.
Love
rock.
It.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks, Josie.
Anytime. Yeah. That was the talented Savannah Oster. She's such a sweetheart. She is adorable. She's amazing. And speaking of adorable and amazing, we have another guest. But first, I want to, really quick, I want to do a shout-out to a wonderful fan and supporter of the show. She is beyond, I love her, I adore her. Her name is Sherry Pettis, and she is listening. She called in, and she's amazing. She's just so supportive. So I wanted to give you a shout-out, Sherry. Sherry Pettis, big hi. And we love you here at the Josie Show, and I love talking to you. I think you are just amazing. So talk to you soon. Mwah. And so let's see here. Our next guest here has arrived, who's very, very talented, I have to say. And I was super excited to run across her. Here she is, Sarah Renee Addison. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Really good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Anytime. It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope you're doing great.
Oh, I am.
Good. I feel like I've been waiting forever to speak with you. I've been talking with you, and you're just so, so sweet. And
thank you.
Anytime. And you do it all. You do, you know, let's just dig right in. You do so much, such as film, television, commercials, theater, voiceover projects, just to name a few. And I love it, and you do so wonderful. Please tell us, what age did you start this?
Well, I first started acting, I'd probably say I did my first show, and that was kind of when I saw how much I really liked acting. And I did my first show probably in sixth grade. And I remember I invited all my friends. And I had probably the smallest part. But I thought it was so cool. And that's when I really thought that I should keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you do so great at it. I went to your website, and at your website you could see, you could hear your voiceover projects, and you have just such a great voice for that. You do an amazing job. You really do.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. So tell us, what type of roles have you performed in so far? Is there a certain type of role that you're dreaming about getting? Anything?
I really like the musical 13. So I'd probably say that a role in 13 the Musical would be just a dream come true. But I've also done a lot of musicals, and that's what I've really been working on for a long time. And probably the most recent one that I did was, I just was in Sound of Music, and that just closed a few weeks ago. And I was one of the kids, so that was really, really fun.
Oh, that is so, so cool. Is there a role that you played that was your favorite so far, your ultimate favorite?
My favorite was probably in Sound of Music, just because the character that I had, her name was Brigida, and she got to be super sassy, and that's kind of, I don't like to say it, but that's kind of how I am, so it was really fun.
It was probably so much fun to do those, you know, fun roles. Sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
And so are there any actresses or actors that you really look up to and you would just love to work with?
I would definitely say Ariana Grande, just because she's really, really good. She was actually in 13, which is one of the reasons why I watched it. But she's also a triple threat. She's amazing at dancing and singing, and she's great on Victorious. I don't know if you've seen it. So I'd probably say her.
Yeah. I love it.
She's so good.
She is so good. I love her hair.
Oh, yeah, me too. But I just found out that she dyed it, and I was really disappointed, so...
Well, you know what? It's amazing. I love it so much. It's so cool. And I want to mention, you did a commercial recently for Skyscreamer, which is a roller coaster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Ooh, very cool. Can you tell us about that? Did you get to ride it?
Well, for the commercial, we all went on this ride, and we rode it about 50 times, I'd probably say. Well, probably even more than that. And I've got to say, it really wasn't, I guess I can say this because Six Flags closed, but it was closed for the season, but I didn't like the ride at all. It was the slowest ride I've ever been on, and it was so slow. And everyone was just, they were like, come on, pretend like you're happy. And we all thought it was just a drag. So, but it was a really cool experience because there are huge cameras and stuff, and that's probably the biggest thing I've done. And then I saw it on TV too, so that was cool. But the actual ride itself probably wasn't that fun.
Well, you're so right. Well, I mean, it's probably just such, isn't it such a great feeling when you get to see your work on TV? It must be crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, I think that was voiceovers. When you hear yourself, you're like, oh my gosh, that's me, you know? So it's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool at the same time. Especially in that huge commercial when there's so many people and you're just trying to look for yourself, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you probably are like, you know, calling all of your family members, I'm on TV right now. Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's probably what I do too. I can't remember.
Yeah, it'd be so much fun. And I understand, I believe I read somewhere that you also do ventriloquism. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, I learned it in Girl Scout camp. Someone was telling me about it. I was like, hey, well, let's try it. So I tried it, and, yeah, I can do it. I have to kind of puff out my cheeks a little, but, yeah, I can kind of do it.
Well, you do better at that than I would. That is very cool. And I've always wondered how you learn something like that. It's crazy.
I don't really know how I learned it. I kind of just went for it and tried it. And they were kind of like, oh, well, move your mouth a little this way. And I kind of did. So that's basically how I did it. But it's kind of confusing. I don't know.
That's so cool, though. And so can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can chat with you and keep up with your news?
Sure. Okay, well, I have a website that I designed, and it just got a .com, which I was super excited about. But that's www.sarahreneeaddison.com, and it's spelled SarahReneeAddison. And so that's my website. And then I also have a Facebook page, and that's just for acting. And if you just search on on Facebook, Sarah Renee Addison, then it should come up. So yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And you, did you say you designed your website? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I designed it. I like being able to design stuff because I can kind of say, oh, well, I want to move this here, you know. So it was really fun.
Very creative, and it is such a great website. It's so cool, and I love it. Like when you go to your website, all of a sudden you hear yourself, you hear you talking. It's really cool.
I've got a lot of people who told me they've been like, oh my gosh, and I totally freaked out when your voice was on there because I guess a lot of people aren't expecting it, and then they start spazzing out. And I'm like, sorry.
That is hilarious. I think it is a wonderful website. Very, very good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. And so also tell us about some of your voice work. I also seen that you do it in different languages as well, which was really, really cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, so I've done a lot of voiceover projects. I actually just started them like half a year ago, and I got this microphone through the mail, and it's a blue microphone. And so I was like, hey, well, let's get a go at it, you know? So I've done a few, and probably the ones that I've liked the best is I did one, and it was on Z107.7, which is Ryan Seacrest's radio show, so that was super exciting. But unfortunately, I didn't get to listen to it because it was airing during school, and it was only airing, like, once or twice. Another one I did was a public service announcement, and that was for contacts, which I actually wear contacts, so it was kind of cool.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very neat.
Mm-hmm. But the weird thing was, they kind of they changed the pitch of my voice. So when I listened to it, I was like, what's going on? But it was just kind of wacky, but it was funny.
Oh, wacky, but funny. That's awesome. And you, as I mentioned, you do different languages as well, and you could hear your different languages. Did you learn that? Did you take, like, classes for that?
Right now I'm taking Spanish in high school, and I've taken that for 3 or 4 years. And so I'm not fluent in it right now, but I can say a lot of phrases, and I guess I haven't really gotten anything for that yet, but I hope I get something.
Oh, I am sure you will. I am definitely positive you will. And keep doing your thing, too, because, you know, you're young and you just have such a bright future, and you're doing your thing. You're doing everything just wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Anytime. And can you share with us, are you working on some new projects or upcoming projects you're currently working on that you could tell us about?
I just filmed over the summer. I just filmed a movie called Wild Blue, and I had like a cameo in that. I'm not sure. A cameo, if anyone doesn't know, is kind of a supporting role where you have a few lines and then, so Wild Blue, it's about this teenager, and he has foster parents. And I hope I'm saying the storyline right. And he just goes on this road trip to try and find them, or just try and find his real parents. And so I was the sister of the teenager who was looking for it, and that was so much fun. It was probably the most professional set I've ever worked on, so it was really a blast, and I got to meet so many new great people, and it was so much fun.
That is so much fun. And you get to meet such wonderful, you know, other actors. And it's probably so much fun because, you know, you guys could talk about, you know, because you have so much in common. So it's probably a lot of fun.
Yeah. I got to say, though, there are a few people who, I guess, acting is a little crazy, you know. So there are a few people who are a little eccentric and they're kind of crazy. But, and then you always have those, have you seen, like, Toddlers versus Toddlers with Tiaras?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dance moms and stuff. Okay, well, there's a lot of show moms like that, who are really crazy about their kids. And, I mean, I remember one time at an audition, this kid was like, Mom, I don't want to do this anymore. And Mom was like, well, too bad. So, I mean, you meet a lot of really weird people, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow, that's crazy because, you know, the kid should obviously have a choice in it.
Definitely. It's kind of weird. And I'm glad that my parents don't do that. But a lot of parents, I guess, do. So...
Exactly. You have to have a passion for it to want to continue to do it. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's a good motto.
Yeah. And so what's been your favorite career memory so far?
Okay, well, I was listening to the end of the show with was it with Savannah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was listening to the end of that. And when you were thinking, when you asked me about embarrassing moments, this has kind of just been, I just immediately thought of mine. And that was when I was in Alice in Wonderland, the fire alarm went off in the middle of one of our shows. A little kid knocked it by accident. And so we had to stop. We had to stop the show. And, yeah, we just had to stop the show. And we had to wait for the fire trucks to come so they could stop the alarm. And it was just crazy. So that's probably the most memorable moment I've had.
That is crazy, crazy. And that's actually what I was going to ask you, anything embarrassing. So, wow.
Yeah, I don't really remember how I responded because it was like a year ago, but I'm pretty sure I was like, it's okay or something like that. So, yeah.
Or a little shocked.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, good thing everything just went all good, you know, so good thing, and you guys got to resume and all that fun stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, we got back to the show, and it was actually, my mom went to go see it all night. My mom said it was the best one that we had, so that was really,
nice.
That was really good, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. And a fun question, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you take a little break?
I'm sorry, can you say the question again?
What do you like to do for fun? Do you have any hobbies that you like to do to take a break?
I really like to run. I'm on the cross-country team at school, and that's really fun. And then I also just like to hang out with my friends. My friends are really important and part of my life, so I like hanging out with friends and family.
Absolutely, and I always love asking this. What do your friends think of everything that you're doing? I mean, I can imagine they're just super supportive, right?
Yeah, they're my friends, and my friends and my family, they're all really, like, I mean, my friends, I remember when I first got my first lead, they all, like, were super excited for me, which it really means a ton to me, and they're super supportive.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a lot of friends could, you know, there's jealousy and stuff, but none of my friends are like that. They're really nice.
Good. Well, you know you have really good friends when they're, you know, not any of that jealousy and stuff. It's good. It's always good to have good friends like that. And so there is a question that was just handed to me by my producer here. How do you manage your career and schoolwork in school?
Well, it actually can be a little hard. I remember one show I was in, I had rehearsals in Illinois, and so then I had to go from that back to, and I live in Missouri, so it was like a 45-minute drive. So that got a little hard with, it was just at the end of school, luckily, but that got a little hard because I wouldn't really have time to do my homework at night. But what my parents always say is that academics come first, and they're always like, you know, if you can't keep a good grade average, then you're going to have to not be able to do the show, you know, which is mm-hmm. good because, I mean, I'll probably go farther in academics, you know, so it's good that
they have that. Exactly. That's what my parents taught me too. If you don't have good grades, then you need to put more focus to that.
Exactly.
And let's see here. So let's see. I'm looking in the chat room. Is there one role that you would just love to have?
Can I say a role that's already been done?
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, so have you seen, well, you've probably seen Mean Girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I would love to be Regina George in Mean Girls, because I just think that would be the funnest role to play ever.
It definitely sounds like a lot of fun, because you get to play a role that you normally wouldn't, you know, be in real life. It's probably a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just think, because half of her lines are just hilarious, and then the other half, you're just like, wait, what just happened? So I think that would just be the funnest role to play ever.
I agree. So let's see. I would love to play your demo reel really quick.
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome. So let me try to find it here.
Okay.
Sweet. Rolling. Okay, here we go. Let's make sure this works. Here is a Sarah Addison commercial demo. Yeah.
It's back to school time, and you know what that means. Great prices on everything at Walgreens. From markers to crayons to notebooks and more, My mom says that she can get everything that me and my little brother need and still have money left over. If it's back to school, Walgreens has it. I'm styling now. Mom got me all these cool new outfits at JCPenney's back to school sale. I never thought I'd say it, but I can't wait to go back to school. Put the former kids least expected in a soup bowl. Campbell's. Good. Catch some major waves with the number one water park in the Northeast. Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. Six Flags. More flags, more fun. Are you doing your part in helping to heal the planet for us kids? You are deciding what kind of world we grow up in. Before it's too late, help change our world for the better. Open the door to your local library, and you'll open the door to a whole new world. Another message from Literacy International. Some things you just don't get unless you read.
Love it. And once again, that was just a demo reel of commercials that Sarah Addison did, and it is the coolest thing ever. We had to play it.
Thank you so much. I guess it's really weird just hearing yourself. I mean, there's some things that I was listening to, and I was like, wait, I could have done that differently, you know. So I guess, I mean, do you ever feel like listening back to one of your shows?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I actually can't listen to my show. I get my producers to do it because whenever I hear myself, I am always like, I could have done that better. I messed up that part. You know, it's bad like that.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for those because, I mean, I would never, I just don't really like watching myself, you know, because there is those tiny little things. But, I mean, there's so many actors who are like, and I was invited to my own movie premiere and I had to go, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that.
Not yet, because but you are definitely getting there. You're very, very talented, and I see many great things in your future and continued success with everything that you're doing, too. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
No problem. But before we go, is there anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know about? Is there anything that pops in your head?
I guess just advice for any people who want to be actors, just stick with it. Because, I mean, a few years ago, I didn't even know that I wanted to do this. But then when I found out that I did, I mean, there's a lot of convincing I had to do to my parents. So it's just like anything else that you want to do. I mean, a doctor, lawyer, whatever. And you should just stick with it because it's really, really fun. And you get to meet a ton of cool new people.
Exactly. Whatever dreams you have to pursue them because if it's your passion, you have to do it. Very great advice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love it. Love it, love it. And I want to thank you so much, Sarah. You are amazing, and I hope to get you back on, okay? We have to make that happen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Sweet. Sounds so much fun. And I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday and Black Friday shopping. Make sure you do that.
Thank you so much.
Fun.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Anytime. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay. You too.
Awesome. Sweet, sweet. So let's see here. I thank you so, so much. And that was the wonderful Sarah Renee Addison. She's super talented. She's adorable. So love it. Had so much fun talking with all of our guests. It was a crazy, hectic show. I am exhausted already. We had wonderful, wonderful people on our show. Peter Britt, Stephanie McKilroy, Savannah Osler, and Sarah Addison. All four of them were just amazing inside and out, beautiful, beautiful people. And so now listen to this lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com. We are booking fools, I'm telling you. Big kudos to my web designer, Alan Firestone, and my momager. I stole that from you, Savannah Osler. I love it. My momager, Tina Marie Passantino, who also does booking. So big kudos to them. So far for December, we have Liz Cobb, Noise from the Basement, J.A., Sherry Miller, Kenny Colgate, Shay Fisher, Jamar Brown,
Levi Moore. December 23rd will be our holiday show. So if you have made an original holiday song and would love to play it on the show during our holiday show, we would love to play it. So all you have to do is email our producer, Tina at josieshow.com, T-I-N-A at josieshow.com, if you have a holiday song that we could play on our holiday show. We would love to dance to it. And also December 30th will be our New Year show. Last year we had the dropping microphone to count down our show's New Year, and I also had friends here to celebrate with us. So what will we do for the countdown this year? I don't know. Send your suggestions to us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheJosieShow. Tell us what we could drop for the countdown this year on The Josie Show. Sweet. Be awesome. So, yes, huge lineup of guests and special shows. So tune in each Friday night right here at josieshow.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. I used my radio voice there for a second. I want to tell you guys about an amazing radiothon that will take place on December 8th from 2 to 8 p.m. Central Time Zone. Location and guests are to be announced very, very soon. Don't worry. This is to raise awareness and funds for MuteArt World Foundation to help keep music programs in school. Like I mentioned before, music programs really helped me. I did choruses, talent shows, everything, and it really inspired me. So definitely check that out. And you could do it at you can listen to it at facebook.com/MuteArt World Foundation, MUZART World Foundation. And you can listen to all of our shows. It's our three shows. So it's going to be craziness. We love craziness. So like the page to show your support, facebook.com/MuteArt World Foundation. And also visit their site at MuteArtWorld.org. Also, check out Conscious Music Entertainment at Conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, musicentertainment.biz. More details to follow, so keep listening. Also, I want to mention something here at the Josie Show that we have. For the guests that, you know, are busy and can't call into the show to ask their favorite, artist or actress, actor questions, we have a 24-hour contact line. Call us, leave a message so we could play it on the air for the guest. If you're not going to be there present, you could still get your question answered. Always good. The number to call is 224-208-8315. Check that out. Also, as I mentioned before the show, join our forums. There's also a feature, Ask Josie, on our site where all your questions will be responded to by moi. We also added many items to our store, our online store, so check that out. It's the tab on our store. And way at the bottom of the store page, you'll also find some fun jewelry. Very new, very fresh, very cool. My face is on it, so you got to get it. remember, after the show, our shows are directly archived. They're on our website, so if you miss it, you can listen to it, or you can listen to it again if you were here and you want to keep listening to it. That's cool, too. Also, we're on YouTube, iTunes, and Zoom. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our show name, The Josie Show, Facebook. Just go to Facebook and that little search bar, type in The Josie Show. We pop up under entertainment, and also our Twitter page, twitter.com/Josie Show. Also, if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. Email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, @josieshow.com for all of the details. So please check everything out, as I mentioned. So we have a lot of fun things happening and a lot of fun guests coming up, and I hope you're enjoying the show, and we always have a blast doing it. So thank you guys so much for coming, and I will talk to you guys all soon. Have a wonderful Black Friday shopping spree, and happy holidays. Hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon next Friday. Bye-bye.